You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
What a gorgeous track. That is Only I by Motta, and we have Motta on the line, aka Anita Clark. Morena, Anita, how are you today?
Morena, hi. I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. It's so lovely to chat with you because we have been very much enjoying that track, but you've also got a brand new song out this morning called Plateau, and these are all coming from a new album which will be out next month, actually, on the 12th of August, called Cold and Liquid. It's a very special collection of songs that you've been working on here, Anita. Tell us a bit about the process.
Well, I made the album such a long time ago. It feels very funny to me to be sitting on it for such a long time.
When was it made?
Four years ago.
Wow.
Or so.
Different world.
I think. Yeah, different world. But it's good in a way because I feel appropriately detached from it. in a way that I feel quite excited to be releasing it now. and I'm really glad that it is finally coming out, because I think if I waited any longer, it might have just
disappeared into the ether. Yeah. The violin, for anyone who's not super familiar with your music, the violin is your primary sort of tool, I guess, that you use for creating these amazing sort of, I want to call them soundscapes, because they do feel very transporting. They take you kind of out of time and place and put you somewhere completely new. And I wondered a wee bit what it's like for you making these, obviously casting your mind back a bit now, but making these songs, do you feel like you go somewhere else when you're writing, or is it a bit more mechanical than that for you?
Yeah, I definitely go somewhere else, because I'm not a labourer. Like, I don't sit down with a pen and paper and really plan how something is going to be. Like, even when I've been doing a bit of film work, or like soundtrack work, in the last couple of years, and doing other things, like writing for dances and other projects that aren't my own, and I just feel like it feels really natural to me. I feel like I must be very melody focused, I think, and usually it's kind of the first thing that comes out of my head will be the thing that I run with, and that's, I don't know, it just sort of seems to happen. It's the lyrics that kind of get me.
Yeah.
I find it's difficult to write lyrics. I feel, yeah, I kind of get to a point where I feel satisfied with them, I think, but that's the pressure point for me. It's definitely, I think, most of the tracks on the album, some of them are guitar-based, which is a new way of writing for me, really, but mostly in the past, I always start with the violin. Yeah.
And then the lyrics come later. I wonder, does that mean when you're sort of like constructing, the narrative, if you can call it that, of a song through the lyrics, does that mean it is directly informed by the melody you've written or the sort of space you've entered into? Or do you kind of have an idea about what you're trying to sort of sing about or say with a song before you start?
No, I'd say that it's definitely informed by the melodies,
When you're writing, I think it's interesting that you've been doing this kind of soundscape film work, because I think you can kind of hear the influence of that on some of these tracks. When you're writing for film, what's that like? Because, I mean, I imagine that's quite different. You're working with someone else's established story or a narrative or a plot that you have to build something around. How do you find approaching that type of music making?
I find it incredibly satisfying. Like, it's just something I fell into, because I think after I released the Strange Dreams album, which was over 5 years ago, I think, then people started approaching me, but sometimes just to sync music to films, but then asking me if I would write a soundtrack or work with them on that. And I just jumped in the deep end with that kind of stuff, but I felt, it's just incredibly satisfying, and I just feel like there's just these magic moments that happen when you're working with film, and you're not really there to take over, you're there to enhance a mood or emotion, and this like really like magic things happen in there. And it's, I really love it. And, over the last couple of years, I've just been working towards becoming a better producer, because I didn't know how to do that stuff.
Learning on the job.
Several years ago. Yeah.
Best way to do it, really, isn't it?
Control about things as well. Yeah, absolutely. If I thought that I'd be doing this several years ago, I didn't think that I would sort of go this avenue. Like it felt like quite an overwhelming thing, like sitting in front of a computer and learning how to use that sort of software.
Yeah, totally. I wanted to know, because you also do a very different type of music making, and this is when you're kind of supporting other artists who have quite a different sound. You've just been on tour with Luke Buddha, and you've also you're embarking on tour with Don McGlashan later in the year. What's it like working with other musicians on their projects, particularly those kind of more pop focused or bigger band sounding things? How do you approach that, Anita?
Yeah, it's really fun. I just feel like I'm a bit of a chameleon, I reckon.
For sure.
And yeah, it's great. Like I love accompanying people, and I guess I'm just lucky, and the people that I play with, and yeah, you're right, like sometimes it could be quite different, but I feel like I always have some sort of room within it to, I don't know, it's always about having the right vibe.
Yeah, totally.
Like picking the right thing to play, or the right sound, or, and I love singing backing vocals.
Yeah, yeah.
I love doing that, and what have I done? I think I was on the Phoenix Foundation tour a couple of years ago, and being on that tour, like I got to play strings, and I got to play some of the NZSO parts that had been arranged for certain songs, which is great because that's hard for me. Like I rehearsed that stuff so much, but then singing like backing vocals, but also playing some keys and percussion, and
awesome.
And on Don's tour later this year, I think he wants me to play some mandolin.
Oh, cool!
And just, I don't know, playing a bit more guitar, and just really diversifying.
It's such an interesting thing to be able to jump between these different, like they're very distinct worlds of music making. And I wonder how, your next album might sound, just drawing subconsciously on some of these kind of things you've done. I'm not necessarily expecting that it might be a mandolin album, but, you know, there's all those things that you, you know, you learn when you're working on these other projects. It'll be really cool to hear what comes from that. But before we get ahead of ourselves, we've still got this gorgeous record, which I'm so looking forward to hearing in full. You have got this new song out today called Plateau. What can you tell us about the process of making this one, Anita?
When I made the album, I'd already written that track. When I wrote the album, it was right in the middle of when I lost my voice for a really long time. I had vocal cord paralysis, and I essentially couldn't really talk or sing or anything, so I set myself a project, and I was just thinking that I'd make an instrumental album. Then my voice came back before we recorded it, so then I wrote those tracks with the lyrics super fast. But Plateau, I think that's one that maybe I'd already been even performing live, I think, because I wrote it on, I used to have a wee Volca bass, those wee cute Volca bass synths that I wrote that wee bass line on, which I used to play with live and violin, and recording it. It's really simple. It's just violin and a bass line, and then I borrowed a shortwave radio.
So good.
And there's a lot of like frequency sweeps and sort of tuning in and out of radio, and that forms like quite a major component of the track.
Yeah, totally.
And that's it. It's pretty simple, and it's a funny single. It's a funny track to release as a single, but because I feel like it sort of encompasses more of, you know, the sound of the overall album as a part of the album rather than a standalone track per se. But the reason why it's a single is because I did some work at one stage with the NZ Dance Company, and I met Joshua Baletua, who was one of the dancers for this particular project, and we were just talking about, like, he makes incredible dance videos, and we were just talking about, you know, maybe collaborating at some point. And then it was over that really long Auckland lockdown, and he messaged me and said, hey, me and my partner Tyler would really, you know, how about we do something? We're just looking for some things to do. And how about we make a video for you? And I was like, yeah, absolutely.
That's so cool.
Like, I sent the whole album. I was like, pick anything. And they picked that track. Because I think it really worked with some ideas that they were wanting to sort of explore with making the film. It's kind of in two parts.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's how that came about. And they made that video so fast.
Wow.
I think maybe in about a week. It was so insane. They just kind of gave me some concepts and ideas and, like, thinking about we're going to go out, maybe do some filming, and then, here's the video.
Oh, it must be nice to collaborate with people like that and kind of feed off each other's amazing kind of creative energies, particularly in a time like the one we're living through. This is a real balm of an album. I'm excited to share this track with everyone now, so I think we should dive into it. Anita Clark, aka Motta, thank you for speaking with us this morning. Very much looking forward to your record coming out in not that long now, just a few weeks away. Cold and Liquid via Butter Bing Records. We're going to listen to Plateau now. Have a great rest of your morning.
Yeah, thanks so much for talking. Thanks.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.